Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. You know, my friends, one of the loyal supporters of the channel had a very interesting question, and I thought, hey, you know what? I think it's very important that we address this topic. So, in the spirit of having good ideas, I want to shout out to ASMR Embiotic Fluid. Shout out to him. This is his question, and his question was, what is a masculine mind? Well, I'm so glad you asked, brother, because you know what? We need to talk about this subject. I think it's very important. So I want to start this off by saying I'm a fairly, by most MGTOW standards, I'm pretty young. And I wouldn't say I'm typical MGTOW. The biblical bachelor lifestyle is a little more off the beaten path of what people would call MGTOW or red pill or anything else. In fact, some people mock me for it, but you know what? That being said, I don't proclaim to be an expert or the expert on when it comes to the masculine mind, but I am a student of history and I like psychology. And so what we're going to do is we're going to break this down piece by piece in hopes of answering the question of what is a masculine mind. Well, first we have to start with defining terms. Number one is the term masculine. Well, what does it mean to be masculine? Do you have any idea how many different people have an answer to that question? I mean, if you look at Hollywood, they say being masculine means wearing a dress. But other people say being masculine is giving. Others say masculine is being a father. Others say being masculine means you keep your woman in check. You're, quote, a real man. I hate the term real man. I absolutely despise it because it's one of those really goofy phrases that you say by trying to establish ethos. So when I was in college, we learned about ethos, pathos, and logos. Ethos is trying to establish credibility. Logos is trying to establish logic. And then pathos is Greek for pathetic. In other words, it pulls on your heartstrings. It's meant to invoke emotion out of people and use emotion to persuade someone's argument. And so when we get into what it means to be masculine, well, first of all, in this space, when I say this space, I mean people who are more red pill creators, manosphere guys, whatever, they tend to define masculinity in multiple different ways. As for me, personally, I am more of the mind that being masculine is more traditional in the sense that masculinity takes the form of working out, going to the gym, taking care of yourself. After you do that, you got to get your finances straight so that you're an independent entity as much as humanly possible. Next, you need to be able to have a backbone and not be a moldable piece of clay that anybody could just walk up to and shape into what they want. You need to stand up for what you believe in. Even if you find out it's wrong, you adapt, you change, you admit that you're wrong, and you move on. You don't sit there and mold yourself to fit other people's whims, but at the same time, you're not so stuck in your ways that you can't learn. You can't be an old dog that can't learn new tricks. You don't want to be stuck in that category because, to me, that's not masculine, and that's where people get into the conversation of toxic, so-called toxic masculinity. I personally think that, number one, if we want to call masculinity toxic, we have to then embrace that femininity has toxic elements, which I think everybody here can completely agree with. I don't think there's anybody listening to the show who would sit there and tell me that there's no such thing as toxic femininity. I mean, we see it saturating the internet like the marinade on your last steak that you grilled. But I don't think that masculinity is toxic. I think that there are elements of it that can be more corrosive than others to others, and that is why they find it toxic. For example, taking care of yourself is seen as toxic because you're not giving your stuff away to others. Well, there is something to be said about being masculine and providing for other people. I don't care if you're a guy who's completely MGTOW. You're financially helping somebody, whether it be a girlfriend, if you want to go that route. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a pet, maybe it's a loved one of some kind. Could be a child, maybe, from a previous marriage you had, or whatever. At the end of the day, you're financially supporting someone or something to some extent, and that's normal. So when we get into masculinity, you have to define what that means for you. I'm giving you a couple examples of how I see it, but at the end of the day, this is for you to decide. I could sit here all day. I could sit here all day and talk about what masculinity should be, ought to be, could be, might be. No, we're not going to do that. Because at the end of the day, you're going to believe you want, and I'm going to believe what I want. Now, am I going to sit here and am I going to tell you certain aspects of what I think masculinity is? Of course, I do it all the time. But when it comes to this topic of what is a masculine mind, masculinity is only one half of the equation. The other half is, what does it mean to have a mind? What are we talking about? Well, some people, going back into philosophy for a second, they associate the mind with the soul or the spirit. But then there are atheists who say there's no such thing, and it's only your consciousness, it's your brain, it's the circuitry within your system that allows you to receive and to interpret the world around you. And so when we talk about the mind aspect, we need to define what that means. We need to say, okay, are we just sacks of flesh that when we die, that's it? Or do we have a spirit? I personally think there's more to the human than just blood and bones encompassed with a flesh sack. I think there's more to it than that. My point meaning that the fact that we're able to contemplate the complexities of the universe, we're able to converse with each other and talk about aspects that you don't even hear animals. I've never heard an animal write a thesis on the theories of time travel or about the multiverse or about the physics of gravity. Animals don't do that. And while part of our being is animalistic, there's no escaping that. There's a certain element of the human condition that is just different. That's more, may I say, divine in nature. Not that we are gods, but we have elements of God within all of us, thus allowing us to be more than monkeys or beasts of the field. And so when we talk about both the masculinity and the mind, when we bring the two together, we have the question of, what is a masculine mind? Well, the masculine mind, in one man's opinion, is a man who is willing to accept the realities of the world. He doesn't take the blue pill of fantasy. He doesn't even take the purple pill of, I'm half in and I'm half out. He says, hey, this is what I see the world as. Not that I like it. In fact, arguably, if you like it, the world you're looking at, you're probably using the wrong lens. You're like, it's like being at the optometrist and they're saying, number one or number two. If you like number one, it probably is not the lens that's actually going to help you see reality. It's the lens that'll help you see what you want to see, but that's going to leave you vulnerable to being extorted, exploited, and ultimately lead to your own extermination by your own hand. Now, another part of the masculine mind, I would say, is to help other people. But, big but here, pause. But you only help people that want to be helped. You're not going to be out here helping 304s who don't want to listen to you. You're not going to be out here trying to rescue goofies and simps who don't want to listen to you. You're not going to be out here trying to convince people that they are wrong when you're coming from a place of logic and they're using emotion. You're going to drive yourself crazy doing that. To me, that's not masculine, because it's impossible to not get in your feelings when you approach a situation like that. The masculine mind runs on logic, reason, and peace. You might think that, oh, men are more like... Actually, when you look at the women leaders have been more violent than have the men, but I'll let sleeping dogs lie on that, because it's not the main issue here. The main issue is, we as men, we want very simple things. However, A lot of us have been fed from the government, from the entertainment industry, and from the church, these fantasies that then frame what becomes our worldview, the picture of our worldview. We talked about that yesterday on the show. So when we get into the current of the masculine mind, we have to define these terms. And then we have to decide, okay, do I have a masculine mind? Do I even want to have one? Am I willing to make sacrifices? Am I willing to go without so that I can turn within and figure out what it is I need? And deciphering between wants and needs, and this is what people refer to as monk mode. Now, do I think that everybody should go through monk mode? Not necessarily. I mean, you definitely can. I've seen results from it. I know others who have as well. You can definitely see results from it. That being said, we need to understand, we need to know our own situation. I don't know your situation. There could be a time in your life where you need to go without. You need to establish that logic, that reason back. You need to get an upgrade. You need to upgrade that software. Because every human being since the Stone Age till today has been born with the same software, the same Ooga Booga type basic monkey brained. Now, it's not racial. It goes across racial, ethnicity, religions, everything. Because at the end of the day, if you take the basic human being, you take away his logic, you take away his ability to logic, you take away his knowledge of science, you take away his identity as a human, you take away his faith and his culture, and what do you have? You have basically a monkey. But if you take a man as he is, you make him worse. So we're not going to do that. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to revisit the masculine mind, and we're going to say, what does that mean to have a masculine mind? Well, we need to upgrade our logic and our reasoning, and we need to understand how our emotions can sabotage us. We need to understand how other people will weaponize emotions against us to try to neutralize our logic and our reasoning, which is only going to allow us to be exploited, and it's going to lead us to question ourselves in a way that's going to cripple our confidence. So when we talk about the masculine mind, you have to master your ability to understand other people's approaches. We may like to say they're more emotionally intelligent than our men. I disagree. I say they're more emotionally sensitive. They're more emotionally expressive, but they are, that does not, it does not necessarily mean intelligence. It does not equate, volume does not equal validity. You do not, just because you feel more does not mean you understand what you are feeling any more than somebody who feels it less. But again, my friends, this all comes back to our ability to logic and reason instead of just using our basic monkey biology to try to give us what it thinks we need. That's why I encourage you in your search for a masculine mind and to develop one, you need to go without, be willing to sacrifice pleasure, be willing to sacrifice your own self-satisfaction, and instead be willing to say, I'm going to go without so that I can compound interest my wins. I can use that time instead of giving it to women, instead of giving it to other people, instead of giving it to others who are simply going to not appreciate it. I'm going to take it for myself, and I'm going to invest it in myself, and I'm going to see those returns in the same way you'd see a return on your stock market or cryptocurrency investment. I hope this answers the question. If any brothers want to chime in and let their voice be heard on what they think a masculine mind is, I know I basically just touched the bare bones of it. But I really think I might do a little mini series on this because this is a very important topic that I haven't heard any other content creator talk about. So that's why I'm glad the question was asked, because it's very pregnant and very paramount to our condition and the various stages of life that we go through. And a lot of men, they don't share notes on this type of thing. Women are very good at having a hive mind and standing up for other women, whether they're right or wrong. Men, we tend to be very hyper-aggressive and very hyper-competitive with other men. And in doing so, we lose the opportunity to learn lessons the easy way, though we then can avoid learning the hard way and avoid hurting ourselves and avoid taking roads that we could have avoided and saved ourselves time, energy, sanity, and money. Again, my friends, if you have a different definition than I do, or you want to add to the definition that I started to give about the masculine mind and how to define it, I would encourage you to do so. Because at the end of the day, we are our own island. We are an archipelago of ideas. All of us have chosen, I think, at least to an extent, go on our own way. And a lot of times it can be lonely. A lot of times we could often almost fall for the lie that we're the ones who are crazy. No, we're not. We're the ones who see. If I can't see a rainbow because I'm looking through a window that's all mucked up, but you can, and I call you crazy for seeing what's obviously there, but I just can't see it, who's the crazy one? That was probably a bad example. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was probably a bad example, but you get the point. My friends, on a separate note, before I end the show, I'm in Split, Croatia right now, and I went to see Diocletian's palace. So those of you who know who he was a Roman emperor, and they apparently filmed a lot of Game of Thrones in here, around here. I didn't know that. I've seen Game of Thrones. That's a good show, up until the end, but I was interested to see the rich history around, and I thought to myself, humans haven't really changed all that much. They're still petty. A lot of people still have very inflated egos. People still do what's best for them. And so in the relation to the masculine mind, you have to do what you think is right. You have to do what you believe is right. And that doesn't mean you don't ever adapt and change, because you either adapt or die. But that means that you're willing to stand your ground. You're not going to just blow over when a strong gust of wind shows up. You're going to plant yourself like a tree, and you're going to weather the storms that come your way. That's what being masculine is. It's being a rock for yourself and for the people you deem worthy to be part of your program and part of your life. People shouldn't just show up in your life and you give them things for nothing. They need to earn it. Respect is earned. My time is earned. Time with me is earned. That's how I operate. I don't know if you do the same thing. But my friend, you take care of yourselves. Again, feel free to add or subtract or whatever you want to do, and let your voice be heard in the comments below. If you like the video, you already know what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. My friends, take care. I'm out of here. Peace out.